effective practice.
Absolutely.
Your podcast.
Yeah.
And it helps with like accessibility issues, you know, people with writing difficulties because they can just record their voice. So you've got that angle to it as well. So I've got that many apps on my bloody phone. It's here.
It's on.
I found it. Have you got it? Yeah,
well, yeah. Tell you what, you record the whole session and then we'll record a couple of sound bites in your and yours as audio boom and then just post those up. And that's actually quite good. Because I think a lot of the time we're forgetting audio in this. It's like audio has been sort of, you know, supplanted.
Superseded by the visual.
Exactly. Yeah. So let's do that. Stick with audio.
Right, I'll do it.
Forget about doing
3, 2, 1, then I'll hit record and then.
What are we saying in it though?
Let's think what we're going to do first.
Start with a question. What educational uses has Audio Boo got?
I think when you're doing audio, it's quite good to have this as a kind of everything, but it's quite good to do it with a bit more preparation. So you're going to say, I'm going to go for a 1 minute soundbite on this particular topic. Let's think what that is, and then upload. You know.
So that's our first idea. Let's just brainstorm two other ideas.
Okay. Well, it's up to three. It doesn't have to be three.
Okay. Let's have at least one other one.
Let's try and get something we haven't done before, because I think that's a good point. I've done lots of things. I've done this.
The people who aren't here, who aren't at Alt-C, right? They get the view here, they get the tweets and everything, but they don't get the kind of spatial awareness of where everything is. So we could literally run round with the camera, right, and just like
give a sense
nip into sessions and go, someone's talking about this, and then go around like that, and you get an idea of the location.
Go ahead.
Or geotagging
somehow.
Yeah.
I like that idea. Or is he going to do it?
Yesterday, someone used a new word for this kind of thing. Event awareness, but
the spatial part of it,
this is because the lecture yesterday, the first one, the introductory lecture by then Don Clark was about not needing this anymore, but then we don't have the sense of
spatial literacy, as some people
call it. not only spatial, the atmosphere and the connectedness with people around you, even when you are not talking to them all the time.
It's like, you know, when he was talking about Second Life and he was saying how people recreate lecture theatres and stuff, well, that's because there's a social element to it and it brings people together.
That's
it's a location
this guy
for people
said
to go
as well,
to.
Exactly the same thing. So we should capture that kind of atmosphere. And when we get the atmosphere, we give this spatial, this sense of community and might be able to get that across to other people.
That's a good idea.
So what's the application of what we're doing here in a...
A learning context.
Yeah, learning context.
Well, if you were delivering a blended learning course, it would be connecting the people at the other end of the computer with the people who are there live and present, because they might switch between the two, because depending on your work patterns, you might sometimes be there and sometimes not, and you want to get all the kind of touchy-feely stuff as well as the just this is the presentation, this is the Twitter stream kind of thing. You're not convinced.
Sorry, no.
It's difficult till you see it in action, isn't it, really, to get that.
Yeah, I can see that, it would be an additional thing.
It's not only about the touch feeling thing. It's about communication you do with your body, for example, which you can't do in an online environment.
But then that's
all the body language and the extra bits.
If you're web streaming, then...
If you use streaming... Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, for example, let's use the example of Don's keynote yesterday. But you could sense the kind of bristling in the audience if you were in the audience. I don't think the people on the live stream potentially got that.
No.
Because it's like the uncomfortable shifting in seats, the things that you just don't get, the experiential stuff that you just don't get when you're watching the live stream.
And what you get in all good reports about events, there's lots of cameras working and the cameras focus in on certain facial expressions on certain people in the audience to give you exactly that feel that you become part of that event in much more.
Because you can actually be saying something, but your body language can be saying something.
I'm lying.
You need to spend a couple of minutes that you need to think about how you're going to capture your idea.
Hey, we're already capturing it.
You're the one who used this new word, this event...
Eventedness.
Eventedness, thank you, that was the word.
Yeah, right. A sense of an event, shared endeavour.
That's what we're doing, we're focused on eventedness.
Okay, but you're going to have to capture it somehow.
We are.
Okay, it's time to start recording. So you've got about 15 minutes to record and upload.
This only goes up to 5 minutes, so it might be a good time to stop it now and
upload them directly to the space, and then you'll need to request access to the wiki.